This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. With more than 18,000 Palestinians killed in Israel's war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, a top Biden administration official says he asked Israel's prime minister to transition from high-intensity operations to a more targeted phase of the war. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports from the State Department.
As the war continues to take an enormous toll on Palestinian civilians, the U.S. is calling on Israel to transition from a heavy assault to a more targeted phase of the campaign. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. At the White House, National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby said Sullivan discussed the progress of the war.
He did talk about possible transitioning from what we would call high-intensity operations, which is what we're seeing them do now, to lower-intensity operations sometime, you know, in the near future. But I don't want to put a time stamp on it.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the mistaken killing of three Israeli hostages in Gaza by Israeli soldiers, quote, broke my heart, but there would be no change in Israel's military approach. Israeli military officials say the hostages who were shot, had been waving a white flag and shirtless. It's Israel's first acknowledgement of harming any hostages in its war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Anger over the killings is likely to increase pressure on the government to renew negotiations with Hamas over swapping more captives for Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. How the hostages died has raised more questions about the military's conduct during its offensive. For more stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This